Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Chulin Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet. Taking a look at the eighth Mishnah in this, the second parak of Chulin. Ha Shochet L'Shem Harim. In the previous Mishnah, we dealt with the issue of slaughtering on behalf of a non-Jew and the issue of Machshavat Avodah Zarah. Now we're going to look at directly Machshavat Avodah Zarah of the Shochet. Ha Shochet L'Shem Harim, L'Shem Gvarot, L'Shem Yamim, L'Shem Naharot, L'Shem Yidbarot. For any of these places on which worship or where worship might take place, and you're slaughtering on behalf of these things as if they're gods, then Shechitato P'sula. It is invalid. Okay, and on the other hand, Shnayim she'ochzin bit sakin v'shochatin. If two fellows are holding onto a knife and slaughtering, echad l'shem v'chad mikol elu v'chad l'shem davar kasher shkitato psula. If even one of them has intent for those things, they are pasul. And the idea is this is some form of prohibition that doesn't reach the level of tikrovan avodah zarah, as we will see. Psula in zivchem etim lo. So our inference is that it's psula. I mean, you can't eat it, but it's not called tikrovan avodah zarah, so you can get hanah from it. Or mean he watched this challenge Ashocha, the Shum Harim, the Shumin Duval, the Shumin Naharot, the Shumin Barot, or the Shum Chamal Vana for the sun and the moon, or the Shum Kochav Mazalot for stars or constellations, the Shum Michael Saragadol for some angel, the Shum Shilshul Katan for some worm. In other words, you're slaughtering it for the sake of Hare Eluziv Chemetim, so Stikovar of Razara. So Ramaya Lokasha, Had Amar Lahar, Had Amar Lagada Dahar. If you say I'm bringing it to this mountain, well, the mountain can't be of Razara, so it's just Asur. If I'm bringing it to the spirit that animates the mountain, that's Avodah Zarah. You noticed in the Braita, it was listed along with Michael Sar HaGadol, which is an angelic figure. So therefore, the mountains mentioned there are not the mountains themselves, but the spirit of the mountain. Shma Mina. Okay, Amar Rav Huna. Hayta b'mat chaver uvutza lifnei avodat kochavim. Let's say your friend's animal, we had this earlier, in Zvachim, in Avodah Zarah, your friend's animal was lying in front of an idol. The minute you go and shecht one siman on your friend's animal in front of this thing, it's asur, it's the equivalent of an azar. And he must be relying on this statement of Ula quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Even though if you bow down to somebody else's behemoth, you can't asur it because you cannot prohibit something that's not yours. But if you did some, if you actually physically did something to it, then it's asur. So therefore, cutting one siman reaches that threshold. Eight Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. So watch this challenge to Rav Huna. Hashochet chatat b'shabat b'chutz la'avodat kochavim. So this is one of these. How many surim can you chiyuvim can you pile on together? You took a korban chatat, you shechted it on Shabbat outside of the mikdash for avodah zarah. Chayav shalosh chataot. You're chayav three chataot. Meaning, you could construct such a case where you'd be chayav three. V'yamart kevan shachat basiman achad asara. But if you think that the minute that you already slaughtered one, cut one thing, which Rav Huna's halacha, it's already asur, hashkut echutz lo b'chayiv. You should not be chayav three. You should be chayav for avodah zarah. You should be chayav for Shabbat, but not for chutz, because mechatech ba'afarhu. You're just cutting into dirt, because what you're cutting into is something that's totally asur. So my papa, hachab chatata of askin, and he says, you know what chatat is being mentioned there? It's chatata of, means only one siman. Kulu bahari adari ka'ati. All three isurim come at one time. Shabbat, avodah zarah, and shchut echutz. Well, let's think. Mechter Rav Huna kaman amarala shmate. We said that Rav Huna was following Ula, v'ula ma'aseh koldehu kamar. Ula just used the word kevan shasaba ma'aseh, meaning you did anything. Which means that even a chatata of, the minute you would nick it, it would already be a mazara, and you wouldn't be chayv chashut dechutz till you did it over the siman, which means again, you have the same problem. Ella be'omer b'gmarz v'chahu ovdai. It must be a case where you said, I'm only worshipping it when it's done being slaughtered, which means they'll all come at the same time. So yachim ayu chatat. If that's the case, why do you need to stipulate it's a chatat? It would be true. Lishmin and zevach. Tell me it's true about a shlamim. Ella, Amar Zutra, Mishmed Rav Papa, Hachmas, you know, what's the case here? Kigon Shahaya Chatzi Kane Pagum. We have our famous half-missing trachea, and therefore, we'll see Falav Kolshu Gmaro. Cut one little bit, and you finished it. Now, Kulam Hadadidikatya. So that's what happened. You have a Chatata Oaf. All you have to do is one siman. Half the trachea is gone. You cut one piece outside on Shabbat. It is shkut echutz. It's avodah zarah because you did it for that, and it's a violation of Shabbat. Okay, Amar Papa, Ilav da Amar Rav Huna Siman Echad. Had Rav Huna not said in his ruling the words Siman Echad, Lohavi Chatat Tiyuvte, because we would not then have brought a Tiyuvta from the fact that it said Chatat, because my Maaseh, we say Maaseh Rabba. When he said Kivan Shasava Maaseh, we wouldn't say Maaseh Kol, just any sort of act. Say Maaseh Rabba, but the fact is that he specifically mentioned Chatat, which told us that it's not true about other Korbanot, let us to Chatat Ha'of, etc. V'yamar Papa, Yilav Dam Rav Huna Behemat Chavero, had Rav Huna not mentioned specifically another person's Behema, the Chatat Yuvde, the Chatat again would not have been a challenge my time, huh? Dide Matzi Asar, the Chavre, the Matzi Asar. Because you would say, yeah, you can only ask for your own thing. So Peshita, and Mahu Detema Bein Dekani Leilacha, Kevin Dekani Bekani Leilacha Parke, Dide Dam, yeah, I might think that since once I shechted, it now becomes mine because I need to do kapara for it. Therefore, it's like it's mine. Kamash malam that it's not. Okay. Nachman of Amram of Yitzhak Amri. So these three great Amoraim said, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'ein Shalo. Very big rule. You cannot prohibit something which isn't yours. Meitavei, here's the challenge. Shochet Chatat B'Shabbat B'Chutz L'Barak O'Chavim. The case we just had, Chayav Shalosh Chata'ot. We established that that's talking about a chatata of where the half the trachea is missing. And we said, Tama the chatata ofu. It's only because it's chatata of, because all three of them come together. We wouldn't say that about a shlamim. Because, after all, with the shlamim, the avodah zarah is going to happen right away, and the shkut echutz will only happen later on. You finish the second siman. Or at least drove the second siman. But if that's true, then my ear ya chatata of. Then why make it chatata of? If you do chatat behema nami, you can even have chatat behema. Because after all, until you've cut through 1.5 simanim, you haven't done anything because you don't have the rights to be osir that which is not yours. The answer is kevin dekan lechapar kedidei damia. Since you now have to do kapar for it, it is as if it's yours. Okay, toshma. Shlaim ochzim besakin v'shochatin. We have this Mishnah that one of the two guys had one of these intents for the mountains or whatever. It's still pasul. So how could that be? How could this guy who isn't an owner of the animal aser it? The answer is Achamaskin anti itle shut begavah. He's a co-owner. This is a piece of gittin. If you're matame somebody else's taharot, or you throw some truma into the basket so that everything's asur, or take the wine and manasechet, shogeg patur, b'meizid, chayav. But it does mean that it is effective. So how could it be effective? You're hurting somebody else's stuff. You said, ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. So he has, hachanam edile shutu gava. Again, you're a kohen. Ketanoi, and this entire issue of ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo is a machlok etanaim. Oved kochav nishnisech yan shal Yisrael shelo b'shmodat kochavim. Non-Jew picked up Jew's wine and it was not in the presence of the idol itself, Asur. That's the position of Tanakama. Asuro. They say it's Mutar because of two reasons. Echad, the reality is that the goyim don't do libation unless the idol's there, so it doesn't mean anything. Echad, the Jew can say, you don't have the rights to take my wine and Asuri. Meaning, actions are meaningless. So they obviously hold that position of Nachman Yitzchak and Rav Ahmed said, which is, in Adam Oseh Devar She'eino Shelo. Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amri, if you demand Adam Oseh Devar She'eino Shelo, even if you say that you can ask for something which is not yours, Hanimili Kuti, that's only if he's a non-Jew. Aval Yisrael, it's Rika Mechavin. If it's a Yisrael doing it, then he's just trying to harass you and upset you. And he's not really trying to ask. Okay, Toshma. Yitzhak's answer, sorry, just to clarify this, is that our position is something that everybody agrees. And Enodam Oser Dovar She'eino Shelo is something that even Tanakama here would agree. And they'll say, in that case, the guy is a goy. We're talking about a Jew. A Jew can't answer that, which is his fellow's thing, and that's the Litzurika Mechavin is the intent. Again, a guy can be involved in shechting, and earlier we answered and said, yeah, sure, if he's a co-owner. If he has one of these intents, it messes it up. Here we're talking about a Yisrael who is Yisrael Mumar. In other words, we just answered for Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Ram, that a Jew cannot ask for that which is not his, because if he does an intent like has an intent like that, then he clearly is just trying to harass and upset and doesn't really mean it. So how could we have this case where two guys are doing Shechita? Clearly they're both Jewish. One of them has an intent for the mountains or whatever, it's Asur. Even if they're co-owner, how would it work? So the answer is Bisrael Mumar, that the guy is an apostate. Toshma, and therefore he's not in that category of the Tzuri Kamachavi. Same thing. He drew above the Kirel of Hatra. Let's say the guy was not Yisrael Mumar, but they said to him, you better not do that because that's a Avodah Zarah, and if you do it, you chayav mitah. And he says, okay. My. So Amalehi, Tirat Smol Mitah, Kamar, Tevech Mumar Gadol Mizeh. There's no better proof that he's a Mumar than he says he doesn't care about what the consequences are. And therefore, he certainly is a Mumar. In that case, his intent to forbid is actually meaningful. Okay, we'll pause it at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah and have our final podcast in the second parak, and we should have it one.